speaking on this program is Brother Gary Cawley.
Our questioner this week says, why do you think there are so many religious teachings in the world? I find it confusing. Please offer any help possible on Moments with the Bible. Indeed, it's the most confusing thing that has ever been known in the world. Why men will not go to the Bible to prove all things and hold fast that which is good is always a confusing matter. But my friends, when we do not take authority as it should be, when we do not study the laws of God, the divine laws, the eternal laws, which we shall stand before in the day of judgment, we do find great confusion in the world. Now, our subject throughout this week shall be authority and how it is established. Most problems in the religious world, as I suggested to you yesterday, exist because of man's appeal to different rules of authority. May we ask each one to ask themselves a series of questions? Why do you believe about Christ and salvation as you do? Why are you a member of your particular denomination? Why is your denomination organized as it is? Why do you worship as you do? All of these are important questions, and if we do not ask them, we may stand embarrassed and ashamed in the day of judgment. Have you ever given serious consideration to such matters as these? Have you ever stopped to ask yourself why you believe and practice certain things in your religious life? The Bible demands that we should have divine authority for everything we do. Now, in Colossians 3:17, Paul said, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks unto God and the Father by Him. In this verse, Paul required that everything men and women do in their lives, whether in their belief and teaching, which implies what we do in word, or in their practice, which implies what we do in deed, be done by Christ's authority, which is implied in and taught in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, as is stated by Paul. But my friends, do you realize what would happen if we did this? It would bring us all into unity. There is but one Lord, one faith, one baptism. There is but one teaching, in other words, that we're all to follow. Now, the purpose of our study in answer to this question is to show the importance and the meaning of authority in religion. Also, we'd want to design this in order to urge you to weigh all of your beliefs and practices in the light of God's Word so that you can determine whether or not you have a divine authority for them. It is only when we can produce heavenly authorization for our beliefs and practices that we can know we are spiritually secure. The importance of our study, then, the authority in religion, is of the utmost importance. We're glad that our questioner asked the question. The reason being that God and only God can establish Bible authority. Man only ascertains and comes to a knowledge of Bible authority through the medium of God's Word. It is our responsibility to discover that authority in connection with the required attitudes and conduct, to respect that authority, and to be governed by it and by it alone. Now, there are many interpretations of the authority of God in the world, but God has exclusively given us just one interpretation, which it is man's objective to discover God's own interpretation in spite of our feelings, in spite of our conscience or majority rule or minority pressure. We need to study to show ourselves approved unto God, 2 Timothy 2:15, workmen that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.